It's Friday afternoon, kind of a weird Friday afternoon, but we are keeping things as normal as possible by going to our regular Friday feature now, Critter of the Week, and I'm joined by Nicola Tookie from the Department of Conservation. Hi there, Nick.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Kia ora. It doesn't seem like a week ago you and I were talking lockdown, but it's been a week. Congratulations, us. Congratulations, New Zealand. Have you been missing the nature?
No, well, actually, I have to say, one of the silver linings of lockdown is I get, you know, I'm making really sure that I'm doing a bit my bit for well-being. So I'm taking the dog for a walk up the road as much as I can every day. So I'm kind of getting to see a wee bit of the nature, more so than being in my office in town. So I'm very grateful for that. I would say what I'm challenged by, like, for example, yesterday I had a very serious meeting with our treaty partners, Ngāi Tahu, just checking in on how they were doing and dealing with a couple of issues. And as they were giving us their kind of context, a brachiosaurus appeared behind me, which was wielded by my six-year-old. And it was quite a serious conversation we were having, and I ended up in hysterics, and so did pretty much everyone else on the video calls.
That's good. It's probably the icebreaker you needed. You know, the tension reliever you needed. There's been a bit of that going around in Zoom conference calls around New Zealand, I think.
Oh, totally. And I think everybody's really accepting that we just have to roll with it. So I've seen the odd kid appear in videos and definitely the odd pet, and I think it's kind of nice. And today my team and I are modelling Formal Friday. So all of my team nearly appeared this morning on our video phone conference in their finest duds. There was a fascinator. It wasn't mine. I think people are finding all sorts of fun ways to, you know, deal with the uncertainty that goes with this lockdown situation.
Totally. And our strategy for dealing with it has been to provide people with a bit of light relief via a brick or critter competition, challenging the children and big children of New Zealand to create their own Critter of the Week out of Lego. Can I read you a nice email that I received?
Yes, please.
Dear Jesse, you have no idea how much this kept our kids happy and occupied this week. They spent 2 days building a Lego zoo of critters. And not only did it give me a little break, but I had fun building too. Please share more ideas like this, even if the prize is just a mention on the radio and a pic on the website. My kids would get stuck in, as would so many others right now, I reckon. And so thank you to Etta6 for her kiwi, penguin and stingray. And thank you Abby4 for her kiwi and her gecko. And thank you Hannah for your Cody snail. There have been loads and loads of emails like this. And the only person who hasn't probably enjoyed Brick or Critter quite as much is our producer Robert Kelly, who has had the job of uploading 400 different Lego creations to the RNZ website. He's been enjoying it in his own way, but man, he's been busy this week.
I cannot believe that there have been over 400 entries. Well, I kind of can, but How lovely that in this kind of funny old time when we're all kind of at home trying to work with our kids and all of that, we're able to provide a little bit of inspiration for kids to do something. And I've looked through, I think, nearly all 400 images, and they are amazing, New Zealand. Yeah. I did send you our entry, which was by Master Hunter, age 6, and Mr. Tookie, age 50-something, but I don't think they made the cut because they were dinosaurs. It's just been incredible. I think we should keep this going. I think this is just such a neat opportunity for kids to express their artistic skills and learn more about our native wildlife while they're doing it. I've seen some amazing entries.
Yeah, let's keep it going. Kids, just send them direct to Robert Kelly at rnz.co.nz. That'll cut out the middleman. Some honourable mentions then, some of the ones that we really enjoyed, and you can look at them all on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse. Hene Meyer's Tuatara, whose name is Mr. Tudu. He's 99 years old and is sheltering from COVID in the rock garden at our house. It was so good, Hene Meyer. Thank you.
Yeah, and I did see that the New Zealand leopard seal kind of, I forget what they're called, but they're basically the people who look out for the leopard seals, had put a call out to kids to enter into leopard seals. So for Sue's leopard seal named Orpha, thank you very much.
Yeah, we loved Liam's career. Thank you, Liam. Ezra's Wetter was one of the first ones to come in, and that was absolutely stunning.
Yeah, that was a ripper. Fletcher's Ruru. So Ruru is my husband's favourite bird. So I thought that was stunning, particularly since Fletcher is 9. And then my favourite bird, of course, is the Piwaka Waka. And so we had a wide range of Piwaka Waka entries, but Toby's was very beautiful indeed.
But there can be only one winner, and so instead of announcing who it is, shall we just give them a call?
Can we actually? Yes.
Hello.
Oh, kia ora. Jesse Mulligan calling from RNZ National here. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So you must be Maddie's dad, are you?
I am indeed. I'm Richard.
Hi, Richard. You got Nicola Tookie from Department of Conservation here as well. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, I'm good. Hey, I know you, Nicola. We've met before.
I thought your name was familiar.
That's right.
Look, we're not here for a catch-up, Richard.
Oh, yeah, true, sorry.
Would you put Maddie on the phone, please?
Yeah, I can do that. Hello, Maddie. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Maddie. It's Jesse from the radio and Nicola Tookie from DOC. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Do you
Hi,
know why?
Maddie.
Do you know why we might be ringing, Maddie?
Might have to do with your tuna fascination.
Maddie, age 10, went for a walk down Liffey Stream on their family's daily lockdown walk around Lincoln and spotted a longfin eel. And then she came home and she made that longfin eel out of Lego. And guess what, Maddie? Of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Lego creations that we have received this week, yours was our favorite, yours is the best, and you are the winner out of all of New Zealand. We are so proud of you. Is this good news for you?
Congratulations, Maddie. I just wanted to say that the longfin eel tuna are one of my favourite creatures, and I also know the Liffey Stream, so I'm really pleased to hear that you're seeing the eels in there. Well done.
Thanks.
Did it take you long to make, and how did you make it? Can you tell us a bit about building it?
Well, it was quite hard to make because of the pieces we had, and it was hard to make it like round because the pieces are very square.
Yes, sorry to interrupt. Our judge really liked how you put a little bend in the eel to show it moving up the stream. They thought it was a really good way of sort of suggesting movement in your beautiful creation.
Well, thanks.
Thanks to you. People can see the winning eel on our website, and you get a special prize pack that we're putting together for you. So thank you very, very much. Is there anyone that you'd like to say hello to on the radio today?
I don't know.
Anyone in your family? Tell me who's in your bubble. Who's in your family?
Just my mum and dad and my
Great.
pet, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. So to your mum, Nicola and Richard, mum and dad, Nicola and Richard, thanks for creating this wonderful human being. And Maddie, we will be back in touch to explain all about your prize and how to get it, okay? And I hope that you continue your love of nature, and thank you for taking part in our competition.
Thanks.
Okay, great stuff.
Okay.
Great. Oh my gosh, Nicola, how fun was that?
That was awesome. Let's just do this for the rest of, I don't know, infinity. That was so cool. And so cool to see Kiwi Kids. We only announced this on Monday. And I noticed by Tuesday night that on the DOC website where we'd advertised it had something like 15,000 views and it'd been shared several hundred times. So it's obviously something that kids are really into. So I suppose the next challenge for the New Zealand children, big and small, would be to take on this week's critter if we've got minutes left to talk about it.
Yes, just minutes, unfortunately, but let's do it. Over to you.
Alrighty, let's talk about Epilobium angustum. Now, what I love about this is that our botanists have obviously taken advantage of lockdown and taken over the critter team. And so this is a tiny herb. It's generally found in ephemeral wetlands. Those are wetlands that come and go depending on the time of year. And what I love about it particularly is this tiny flowering plant. There's about nearly 200 species worldwide. And in New Zealand, there are 43 species. Most of those are endemic. This one has love heart shaped petals. And I was reflecting on this while I was reading up about it and thinking, there have been maybe a handful of times already this week where I could have done with some love heart shaped petals to just ease the tension between my husband and I under lockdown. And so I think we should focus on the love between us when we are stuck in the same house for long periods of time. We did revert to passive aggressive texting from either end of the house at one moment this week. And let's talk about a little flower that inspires love. I particularly love this plant. It creeps over ground surfaces. It has this beautiful, these beautiful sort of coppery leaves that are about a centimetre long. And the flower, as I said, is four lovely white petals that are shaped like little hearts. And it's mostly found here in my region, this side of the main divide in the South Island, and in places like the Mackenzie Basin, because one of the cool places it lives is in kettle holes. Now, those are where there's been a glacier, there's been a chunk of ice as the glacier has retreated over time. The chunk of ice has melted into the ground and amongst the sediment around it and created these beautiful little wetlands, which often fill up with amazing threatened tiny native plants that you wouldn't think to look at if you were just walking past in your daily kind of busyness of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
But perhaps now that we have time to just slow down, these are the kinds of things that in future we might spend more time peering at and thinking about how they live. They also have really cool fuzzy seeds because the seeds are wind dispersed, and so they have little fuzzy kind of appendages that make them fly around a lot in those crazy nor'westers of this side of the Southern Alps. So pretty beautiful little flower, and after a week in lockdown with my darling husband, anything that can remind me of the power of love I think is quite useful and beneficial.
the best, Nicola. Yes, these times are sent to test us, and yet we become stronger because of them. How would you rate the attractiveness of this particular critter on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, we're very, very lucky because we got some beautiful photographs from our doc botanist, Jane Gosden, and they are stunning. I challenge all the artists out there to go and draw one, actually, because they're very beautiful. I think that there are definitely, maybe there are 6.5.
Love it. Thank you for a fun week. We'll chat next week, same time. Take care of the bubble and don't let it burst. And we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Thanks, Jessie. Same to you.